Now, what is the incentive to get this kind of documentation done? You'll see here, I've basically screenshotted from a press release out of Hamburg. The German DPAs, so the German privacy regulators, have coordinated an investigation into transfer practices. And they are looking at, essentially, you can see bulleted out here, five main areas where transfers tend to occur. You're seeing they're looking at common vendors that come from, in their press release, quote unquote, other countries, usually from the US, and areas where using these vendors will result in a transfer of personal data from Europe to the US provider. So you'll see here email marketing service providers, right? Every company uses a third-party service provider to send out marketing emails, web page hosters, web tracking, so things like Google Analytics, other cookies, pixels, and plugins that usually go into websites, recruiting management service providers, you think of companies like Workday, other similar platforms, and then intra-company transfers, employee and customer data. What this means is companies are actually getting questionnaires from German regulators asking them to go into detail about whether they use these kind of service providers. And then if they do, whether they have conducted that detailed assessment that we talked about on the last slide in regards to each of these kinds of service providers. Interestingly, you'll also see for bullet five with intercompany transfers, the same questions are being asked. If you have employees, customers, et cetera, in Europe, and their data leaves Europe and arrives in the US, have you done an assessment of US law, right? Does it address Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act? Have you assessed whether that might apply to you? And if so, what are the supplemental measures you put in place? Also, they're asking for signed copies of your standard contractual clauses. So it's a detailed investigation. And the regulators are saying, or at least making noises, that this has teeth this time. They, of course, would like to get you to use European email marketing service providers, web hosters, et cetera. They said they would consider stop transfer orders or fines. So it's, let's say it's got a little bit more oomph behind it than prior investigations we've seen in these areas. And if you have any questions, feel free to let us know. So moving away from transfers into a little bit of inside baseball on incident response. I know we've got plenty of incident response panels here today, so I'm not going to go into too much detail here. This is just a little bit of European color on incident response developments. And the main point here is, you know, we all work on our incident response plans, we all do our tabletops, and we all try to be ready to handle a breach when it occurs. Now, what we often don't think of, or what we often see companies maybe, you know, they don't think of two issues in connection with each other. One would be, all right, how do we respond to incidents? And then the other issue would be, are there pieces of our organization we have tried to say are walled off from GDPR, right? So you'll see organizations say something like, you know, our European subs and affiliates are all subject to GDPR, but our US organization is not. We might have a shared services provider or two that acts as a data processor for our European affiliates, but we don't think it is subject to GDPR, and we would like, to the extent possible, to keep our US organization out of scope for GDPR. We don't want it getting fined. The cases I'm citing here, and if you have questions about them, let me know, indicate that the way you respond to an incident can inadvertently pull your US organization or other parts of your, let's say, walled off organization into GDPR. What you'll see, case number one, happened in the UK. It was the Cathay Airways case. Cathay is headquartered in Hong Kong, right? Suffered a brute force attack that resulted in a hacker gaining access to its loyalty database. And it reported this incident in the UK and received a fine that was directed not just at their UK organization, but also at the Hong Kong